Why do we make mistakes during repetitive tasks?
Well, I definitely do this all the time, especially with tasks I do every day. Sometimes, when I'm making a cup of tea, I throw both the spoon and the teabag in the bin, instead of just the teabag. I don't know why I do this. Stephen on Facebook thinks it must be because boredom sets in, and Henry says he doesn't need repetition to make mistakes. Dr. Steve Fleming from the Wellcome Trust Centre for Neuroimaging at UCL has the lowdown.
Well, when we start a repetitive task, our brains set a particular balance between speed and accuracy. So we have enough time to avoid mistakes, but we're not so slow that we'll never get it done. But the problem is that after a while, these tasks become boring and we zone out, thinking instead about what we're going to have for lunch or where we're going to go on holiday. And this is what psychologists call mind wandering or being off task. And we know that this type of zoning out makes our information processing less reliable. But because we're still using that old speed-accuracy balance, we end up taking a hit on accuracy and making more errors.
So when our brains aren't fully focused on the task in hand, something's got to give. And if we keep the same pace, we end up losing accuracy. This isn't too much of a problem when I'm making a cup of tea, but these kinds of mistakes can be a really big problem for scientists, especially during lab work or when we're processing lots of data. So is there any way we can stop ourselves doing this?
Well, it might make sense to start out slower on a repetitive task. So that way, when the inevitable boredom and zoning out hits, you'll be able to carry on without making mistakes. But to really avoid these types of human errors, automation is an obvious way to go. We know that computers are excellent at handling repetitive tasks, and robots can do the same movements again and again without making errors. And this also frees up the human mind to do what it's good at, so think creatively and generate new solutions to problems.
That's really interesting, but I often find that more ideas come to me when I'm doing something mundane, like walking to work or doing the ironing.
Yeah, that's true. So mind wandering often gets a bad rap in the psychology literature. People associate it with something to be cured, and this is in contrast to the more desirable pursuit of focused, rational thought. And our culture also values control and effort, and too much mind wandering has been linked to being unhappy. But there's evidence that some mind wandering is a good thing. So one recent study found that prompting people to mind wander by giving them a boring task actually led them to generate more creative solutions in another task. And many of us experience good ideas just appearing to us when we're not focused on work. So this study supports our intuitions.
Perhaps next time I'm in search of a bright idea, I should just start doing something repetitive, and then maybe it'll come to me. Next week, we'll be trying to answer Katie's very seasonal question.
Why is gooseberry jam red when gooseberries are green?
If you think you know the answer to this question, or if you have a question for us, email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or join the debate on the forum, nakedscientists.com/forum.
And that's it for this week. Thank you very much to Joe Kerr for putting the programme together. Next week, Kat and I are going to be looking at what it takes to save a life. Every 3 seconds, an emergency call gets made, and it's then a race against the clock to save that person's life. So what does make the difference between life and death? The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the STFC, the EPSRC and Rolls-Royce. My name is Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye.